Good morning.
Good morning.
I am Jerry Kennedy. I use she, her pronouns. I am currently a member of the Board of Trustees serving as your treasurer. Why am I a UU? I'm sure my story is like many others. My husband and I hadn't been in a church except for a friend's wedding since our own wedding about 15 years prior. We began to think that maybe our children should have some sort of religious grounding, at least to know some of the stories and references. There was a UU church in our Redwood City, California neighborhood just about 5 blocks away. Their outside signs, including the sermon topics, were always intriguing. So, like any prospective UU would do, I got a book from the library. I'm sitting at the dining room table reading this book and calling out to Bill, "Hey, listen to this. It's just what we think," over and over. I decided to go to a service. The congregation was lay-led at the time, and the topic was banning books in the local school district. Do things ever change? I thought this seemed like a good place to try out, so we both went back and very soon became regular attendees and then members. We were made to feel welcome early on. The administrator slash membership director slash most everything else person invited us to the annual retreat. What a beautiful place to get to know folks. Shameless commercial here. Don't miss the upcoming CBEC retreat. Even if you've only been here for a short while, or even if it's your first time attending, I think there's a table right outside where you can learn more. Soon after becoming members, that same person invited me to join the finance committee, and the rest is history. We loved the church and saw it through the end of lay leadership into eventual full-time ministers. We began attending General Assembly. Bill eventually became an ordained UU minister. Although health issues kept him from being full-time, he was the church's community minister for many years. The church is now my home away from home. One of the first things we did when moving to Seattle was to check out the local UU churches, and we settled on East Shore. Sadly, Bill passed in early 2019, but my son's family started attending and are still here. We saw from the inside the importance of financial support in addition to physical support of a church. It takes a lot to keep a congregation up and running, to say nothing about the buildings and grounds, and we at East Shore have a lot of buildings and grounds. I have the joy of increasing my overall pledge by 25% this year. I know I'm only one person, but if all of us were to increase our pledges, maybe even 3 or 5%, we would be in great shape. Thank you so much.